Good morning, 7:39 here on the Mighty 690, coming up on 7:40, 51 degrees right now in Coffeyville, going up to a high today, right around 68, so unseasonably warm temperatures for us here as we go throughout the week. And we do have a new guest to welcome into the studio. We have Executive Director of the Montgomery County Action Council, Melissa Johnson, who joins us in studio. Good morning, Melissa. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
It's great to have you on here. And you're going to become a little bit of a regular feature here every month on the Mighty 690. So we're really happy to have you here. And for those listeners who may not be familiar with your work, can you tell us a little bit about the Montgomery County Action Council and kind of what you do?
Absolutely. So the Montgomery County Action Council is the economic development agency for the county. And basically, we are tasked with four primary goals, the first of which is recruiting and retaining jobs. So we're out there in the community trying to encourage businesses to relocate to the area and then also supporting our existing businesses and industry. We also are charged with expanding the tax base. And again, a lot of that comes back to recruiting more businesses into the community and increasing the number of residents that we have here in Montgomery County. We also want to make sure that we're promoting economic diversity, ensuring that we're providing supports to small business owners and entrepreneurs. And then finally, we want to make sure that we're focusing on enhancing the quality of life for all citizens. So making sure that we have the infrastructure in place to support the economic growth, and then also making sure that we have activities for individuals within the community, and making sure that we are also focusing on promoting those activities to encourage business and residents to relocate to the area.
Excellent. Well, that's a big task. And I know you've been in this job for you now several months. And what was kind of your background before? How did this kind of lead into this job, and how has it been going?
Great question. So first off, it's been very busy. So they told me that I was starting at a slow time of the year, but I think someone lied to me on that, because we have hit the ground running and been very busy the last 7 months. Prior to taking on this role, I was in workforce development for 12 years. I started out with Kansas Works in their youth program, and most recently was serving as their one-stop operator, which is all about helping to coordinate resources for job seekers within the community. And one part of economic development, of course, is workforce development. So I decided to kind of shift gears and focus a little bit more on recruiting the businesses versus recruiting the job seekers.
Sure. Yeah, we definitely like having those businesses and some really exciting times ahead. So as we kind of look in, you know, we're here at the start of 2024, and I understand you have a few initiatives that you kind of want to break down that you're really going to focus on this year.
Absolutely. So one of the most important initiatives that we're focusing on right now is our talent attraction campaign. If you're going to recruit businesses to the community, you need to make sure you have the workforce to support that. And right now we're experiencing historical lows with our unemployment rates at about 2.1%. So the goal of this talent attraction campaign is to basically highlight all of the wonderful assets that we have here in Montgomery County, cast a wider net by utilizing social media, and try to attract individuals to return to the community if they've left, and let other people know about all of the wonderful assets that our community has to offer. So right now what we're doing is collecting the videos. We're going out throughout the community, and we're working with our local employers, local downtown businesses, restaurants, retailers, getting footage from across the county, and then utilizing that to, again, paint a great picture for Montgomery County and encourage people to consider living, working, and playing in Montgomery County.
Well, that's great. No, it's definitely a good job there as well. And then what are some of the other initiatives here that you're continuing to work on?
Well, you know, when you think about recruitment, you also have to think about retention. And just like we want to recruit and retain businesses within the community, we also want to recruit and retain our talent. So it's really about connecting with the young adults in our community, making sure that they are aware of all of the wonderful employment opportunities that are here, whether they want to work for someone or if they want to go into business for themselves. So we're encouraging all of our employers to make sure that they're staying connected with the high schools in the community, participating in career fairs and those types of things. So the young people can understand that, hey, I can make a great living and still be close to my family, and no reason to have to relocate out of the Montgomery County area.
Well, and I know that, you know, we're always trying to attract new businesses and maybe have those incentives, but you don't want to forget about our existing businesses that we have already.
Absolutely. That's why it's very important that we make sure that we're offering supports to those businesses. Not a lot of people are aware of this, but Montgomery County Action Council is actually a satellite or hybrid office for the Small Business Development Center. So Laura Keller is our Small Business Development Representative. She works in the MAC office, and she can assist small businesses on a local level with some of the resources that they need. You know, oftentimes it can be difficult for small businesses to recruit employees to their business. And then sometimes they might need to improve technologies, and then they have a need to upskill their existing workforce. So we can connect them with some of those resources to provide them with funding to help with the training that they might need for their existing employees or for new employees that they're trying to recruit. And we're also offering additional value-added services for our existing business members. If you go to our website, which is actioncouncil.com, you can scroll over to the membership page and see a listing of all of our members. You can click on their logos, and that will take you to their websites. So we're doing what we can to help market and promote the existing businesses that are in the area, encouraging others to do business with the businesses that are already here.
Sure. And I mean, if a business is, you know, someone that's interested in becoming a member, if you will, what does that process look like?
It's a very easy process. So right now we're in the middle of our 2024 membership drive, but you can go onto our website, actioncouncil.com, and you can scroll over to membership and then become a member, and you'll find the online application right there. We have several different tiers or levels depending on the industry that you're in, and we also have a discounted membership for small business development customers. So if you sign up for SBDC through Montgomery County Action Council, you can get a discounted membership rate for your first year.
Excellent. Well, and continuing our chat with Melissa Johnson, Executive Director of Montgomery County Action Council, we're talking about some of these initiatives and one that people are always talking about, that's the affordable housing and childcare.
Absolutely. You know, you can't have one without the other. And when you think about attracting businesses to the community, some of the things that they're going to ask me are, where are my employees going to live? Who's going to educate their children? Who's going to fix their boo-boos when they're injured or sick? So we have to make sure that we have those things in place. Earlier this year, we had a housing conference. Conference in Montgomery County where we had over 100 individuals in attendance. And these were individuals that represented local individuals that are looking to invest in housing, construction companies that are looking to actually construct the housing, and we're starting to see that needle moving toward having more affordable housing throughout the community. You know, we have the new development over here in Coffeyville with the Edgewood properties, and they just broke down on the Jefferson development, or just broke ground on the Jefferson development in Independence. And then in Cherryville, they're looking at bringing in some additional housing as well. And the city of Caney, now that they understand what's going to be the future of their water, they're starting to look at a small housing development on the south side of town as well.
Oh, that's great. You know, we really like to hear that. So as we kind of look to the future, any upcoming events that you want to bring to our attention?
Absolutely.
Here?
We have quite a few upcoming events, one of which is a partnership with the Small Business Development Center. And this is really for our existing small businesses. There will be a business resiliency boot camp on March 1st in Chanute. This is a free workshop that's going to focus on several different breakout sessions. They'll have a session on financial management. They'll also offer some tips and suggestions on thrifty marketing. And then they're also going to do tutorial on how to use those AI tools to benefit your business. You can register for that by visiting the KansasSBDC.net website, and then you can click on Attend a Business Resiliency Bootcamp. And once again, this is a free resource that's available to all small businesses, regardless of whether you're a MAC member or an SBDC client.
Excellent. And do you know, is there a registration deadline, did you say, on that one?
I would say this as soon as possible. Okay. Absolutely. They want to have it at least a couple of days ahead of time so they can make sure they have an accurate count for the food.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
Now, also, there is a career fair coming up at Independence High School, and this is going to be on Wednesday, March 20th. In the morning, it's going to be a career fair that's open to the high school students where they'll have an opportunity to interact with businesses within the community so they can, again, learn about those business opportunities that are available. And local employers who have internship opportunities available or that are looking to have some high school students come in and work for them during the summer are encouraged to reach out to the high school to register for that event. And then later that same afternoon, Kansas Works is going to be hosting a multi-employer job fair at the high school that will be open to the public. And if you'd like to attend that as a job seeker, you just have to show up that afternoon. And if you would like to register for that, you can reach out to the Kansas Works office in Independence to set up your registration for a business.
Excellent. And then I also know that I've heard before you have your quarterly meetings, and I think you've got one coming up here next month.
We sure do. So on Thursday, March the 21st, we will have our first quarter meeting, and that will be in Caney at the Caney Golf Club. Registration is currently open, and you can access that by visiting our website, actioncouncil.com. Scroll over to About, and then you'll see the Events tab. And then just click on that link to register.
Excellent.
And then finally, we do have a community meet and greet coming up in April. This is something that we wanted to start up. When I first started, we went and did community meet and greets throughout the four cities within the county, and we're going to do that again this year. So on April 17th, we're partnering with the Midland, and we'll be having a meet and greet in the afternoon from 4:30 to 6:30 right here in Coffeyville.
Well, excellent. That'll be a good time to just interact and say hi. You know, it's all about building those relationships, I think. And, you know, the more that we can work together, the better.
That's right.
So, Melissa, anything else that you would like to share with the listeners while you have their ear this morning?
Well, you know, I would just have to say that we are staying busy. We have had so many businesses inquiring about coming to the area. But, of course, one thing that stands certain in economic development is we do have to maintain confidentiality for our business customers, whether that's business customers that are coming into the community or ones that are wanting to expand that are already here. So lots going on. Stay posted. Follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn to learn about new businesses as we are able to make announcements on groundbreakings.
Excellent. Well, I think most people understand that is just the way it works, and that's okay.
That's right.
Got to be patient.
There you go.
So, Melissa, if people do want to get a hold of you, learn more about your work, what's the best way to do that?
Sure. They can email me, director@actioncouncil.com, or they can give me a call at the office. My office number is 620-331-3830, and my extension is 1001.
Okay. Well, Melissa Johnson, Executive Director of the Montgomery County Action Council, we really appreciate you joining us, and we're planning to have you here. I know this week was a little bit different, but we're going to have you here on the third Tuesday of every month at 7:40. So looking to have you on again next month.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. So you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk again soon. Okay, that is Melissa Johnson here on the Mighty 690. Again, we'll get to talk with her here again next month. We do have the folks from Morningstar Care Homes coming up here in just a few moments. So keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.